Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you.
Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca, streaming worldwide. Today, we're continuing on with taking you into a process of learning how to put your best voice forward. The radio program coordinator for CJSF, Robin Erickson, has come over to visit the Powered by Age group and give some tips and examples. So you're going to work through and learn some things that you too might be able to use if you are looking to have the capacity to fill one of 12 different open spots for radio shows on CJSF. So without further ado, I'm going to take you in to learning ways to put your best voice forward. Good afternoon and welcome to Powered by Age, Canada's longest running senior-led podcast with our 70th historian. Is it our 77th episode today? 77. And today we're doing something special. We are going to be having a Put Your Voice Forward activity during October and November. We're following up with some of the requests that podcasters have had to learn particular skills. And I'm Charlotte Farrell, your host. I always forget to introduce myself. we're going to be having Robin Erickson, a dynamo, who's the coordinator of programming at CJSF Radio. Our podcast this month, we have shared to the radio station most Fridays, and any seniors, people over 55 who are in the audience of the radio station today and interested in getting involved with our podcast program, it doesn't cost any money. You could send an email to pbaafc@gmail.com. That's Powered by Age, because we're working. Our goal is to create an age-friendly city. And so we welcome you to join. So today, we're going to do something slightly different in introducing ourselves. You're going to think about an animal and the sound of an animal that represents how your week has been so far. And so you can make your sound and then say your name and just what you like about putting your best voice forward, which is the workshop we're going to be doing today with Robin. So I'll start with Leslie.
Meow. So I've been very laid back this week. And basically, you know, cats are very independent creatures. So I've been sort of alone at home, resting my eyes after my cataract operation.
Oh, thank you. Neil?
I don't want to be a copycat, but I was with a friend yesterday, and he has a cat that can't speak, can't meow. He opens his mouth and nothing comes out, but he can communicate because he can purr like crazy. So brr, brr, brr. I love that cat. Even though he can't speak, he let me know he was enjoying being loved.
Well, that's a great sound. Nancy?
I thought of Tony the Tiger. It's been great. Didn't he do like cornflakes or something? He's like a cereal guy, a cereal tiger, like for cereal. Frosted Flakes. Oh, there you go. Even better. I like Frosted. We have the sugar on it. Frosted Flakes. It's been great.
Chris?
That's funny because I was going to do the same, but for a very different reason. So, because of the ups and downs and the not sometimes challenging situations that I find myself in. My name's Chris Morrissey.
All right. Welcome. Delsa?
Oh, my God.
Woof, woof.
Oh, wow. I'm a dog lover. We had two dogs, but I couldn't really imitate them. I am Delsa. I'm a yoga teacher. So I want to say something. Last weekend, I did something which I haven't done lately. I sat in the corner of my house for 2 hours and stood there still 2 hours.
Wow. We'll ask you later, what did that reveal to you?
I'll tell you.
2 hours.
Jeannie?
The hawk, is it?
Uh-huh.
I propose help. She's gonna do. Oh,
it's a good one.
I always think of myself as a crow. I collect things and I make a lot of noise.
Okay, and Jeannie is also the editor of the old rag. Say the name of the newsletter for the 411 Senior Center.
I'm forgetting. It's definitely a rag.
Yeah, it's not funny. It is three letters and it's so simple. I can picture it, but it's something about a rag. Old timers. I don't know why, because my brain doesn't want to say old timers. We're young timers. Okay.
Well, I don't know about you, honey. Yes, I am the editor of the Old Timers Rag, which is the 411 newspaper.
Okay.
And I'm putting it together as of today, actually. I started four of them a month. Oh, gosh. One every 4 months.
Okay. Well, we're encouraging people. Some of our podcasters belong to the 411 Senior Center. Everyone is welcome to join, because none of us are physically in the building, some not at all and some only rarely. So you can go to the 411 Senior Center's website and go into membership and you can join. Next Thursday in this time spot, they're having an annual general meeting. I probably will take the laptop there so that people can attend who virtually. But I encourage you to join because the 411 Center is among the sponsors for this podcast. Pafula, what we're doing is the sound of an animal and then something interesting to share about yourself.
Oh, okay. I have a hard time with all that, but I know a friend of mine who lives in the building. She has a lovely little dog, and he's always going quack, 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 quack. It's the cutest sound that I've ever heard, you know. So that's all I can think of.
Oh, thank you for sharing that sound. And now that will take us to our facilitator, Robin Erickson.
My sound is and it's a little made up because I'm not exactly sure that that's the sound that it is, but for context, I've been feeling a little under the weather for the last little while, so I feel a little slothy. And it just so happens that today is also the International Day of the Sloth.
Oh, wow.
apparently. And so when I quickly Googled what sound does a sloth make, sloths make a sound that is very much like a deflating balloon. So I tried to mimic the sound of a deflating balloon as best as I could.
Oh,
Robin. One second. Right next to you in the Zoom squares is Peter. He was connecting to audio. Are you able to say something, see if we can hear you?
I don't know. I'll try.
Peter, you...
Yeah, he was there, and then he muted. Oh, there
we go. Yes, I unmute. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Peter is a poet, a storyteller, and human rights activist who was our featured guest last week, but has decided he's going to continue on with us because he has lots of writing and thoughts he wants to share. Okay, back to Robin.
Do you want to make an animal sound for us, Peter, that represents how you're feeling
an animal
today?
Sound.
Animal sound.
Yahoo!
What is that?
What do you think that is?
I don't know. That's an answer. Yahoo!
A wolf.
That's right.
A what?
A wolf.
Wolf.
Howling wolf. And did we hear from you, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Tony the Tiger.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just wondering, Robin, if it's the International Day of the Sloth, do we all have permission to be lazy today?
I hope so. I hope so. I hope so.
I thought it was too fast. I mean, if it's a sloth, it's barely moving. So
yeah.
you need to deflate slowly.
Although, you know, the way that balloons deflate are always, you know, they kind of twirl around the room in a frenetic state. So, yeah. So thanks for having me. So nice to see some familiar faces in the room and also meet some new folks. I'm super excited that the podcast is still going strong. That's really amazing. And as Charlotte mentioned, she had asked me to come and do a session on sort of landing in our voice. The work that I do in radio and with volunteer programmers is a lot about sort of finding your unique voice and being able to speak with confidence and, you know, enunciate well so that your listeners can hear what you're saying and find, you know, inflection and tone that might provide a little bit more emphasis and meaning in terms of the things that we're wanting to get across. And so I thought that we would start today, and it's funny that we started with the animal sound, because when I was thinking about this session, I thought, oh, we should do a check-in with a sound that mimics something. And Charlotte must have been on the other side of the city reading my mind, because that's wow. Pretty much what we just did. So that's awesome. But I thought, you know, what we'd start with today is just a short, not necessarily meditation, although it's a little meditative, but an exercise that I'll lead you through to feel the bones in our bodies and the physical structure that gives us weight, and that ultimately, if we can sort of get into what that real structural foundation is that we have, we can speak with a lot more presence and really pull up from the depths of our bodies, the voice that we have to be, as I said, speaking with a little bit more presence and confidence and authority and ownership ultimately of our words. So this can be done sitting or standing. I'm gonna sit in the chair where I am, but it's really important that, you know, if you can have your feet on the floor and your spine as straight as you can have it, and sit up straight. And I invite you to close your eyes and just focus on my words and my voice. And you might want to just put your hands on your thighs and take a couple of just deep breaths before we start. And then I want you to feel your feet, and I want you to specifically feel the bones in your feet, and imagine in your mind's eye what your feet look like from a skeletal perspective, all of the bones and how those bones are connecting to the floor and the bones in your feet. And then moving up, I want you to see your ankles and those bones that make up the ankle and connect to the foot. And then see your shin, the shin in the right leg, the shin in the left leg. And imagine your shin. And then moving up your knees. And really see your knees in your mind's eye. And then see your thighs and those big bones in your body that make up your legs and your thighs. And how they connect to your hips, and that your hips are part of your pelvic girdle. And how in perfect alignment when you're standing, your hip girdle sits right on top of your knees, on top of your feet, and supports the upper part of your body. And out of your pelvic girdle, imagine your sacrum, which is where your pelvic girdle meets your vertebrae. And one by one, see those vertebrae in your spine moving up one by one, another one on top of another one, all the way up. And then at a certain point, you're going to feel that you've kind of come to the top of your spine where your shoulders are. But before that, feel how your ribs kind of reach out from the back of your spine and from the back of your vertebrae and reach around the front of you a little bit like tree branches, but also sort of like a hug. and feel how your ribs just sort of wrap themselves to the front and create a container for all those precious organs. And then see your shoulders and your shoulder girdle sitting on top of your vertebrae and on top of your ribs. And imagine your shoulder joints proper and how they're connected to your upper arms and your elbows and your lower arms and your wrists and your hands and all of the bones that make up your hands and give you that flexibility in your hands, mostly flexibility in your hands. And then breathe into your vertebrae again and take those last few steps following your vertebrae up to just behind where your ears would be. And then feel your skull and how your skull just sits and floats on top of that top vertebrae. And see the world out of those hollow eyes and see and smell through those bones in your head. And see your whole skeleton kind of like Mr. Bones hanging in the doctor's office there. And feel yourself as that skeleton and breathe your bones and allow yourself to yawn through your bones. And just take a little body scan of your bones again and feel how connected to the ground you are and how stable you feel or not, where you might not feel so stable or connective. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes within that skeleton that you are and just give a big sigh.
Somebody came about 10 minutes ago, rang the bell too.
And so that exercise actually comes from a book by Kristen Linkletter, who taught with the Royal Academy of Acting in London for very, very many years. And sort of developed a practice of getting into your body to get at your authentic voice. And how it really starts with that solidity of our skeleton to give us the sort of power and potency of this human form that we have that is able to speak and move and animate ourselves, which is so much about expression, right? And so with that, I encourage you to do and practice that exercise at home when you're feeling like You know, you need a little potency for your voice. It does magic. And then what you can add to it is, you know, bringing that sound up from the bottom of your feet, all the way up, and it'll just sound like mud if we do it on the Zoom call here with everybody's microphones on. But you know, you can bring that sound from a really low kind of growl up through your feet, all the way up into a lighter expression through, you know, as your voice rises up and into your upper extremities. And so that can be kind of a powerful exercise to do, either with sounds or, you know, to vowel things out. So I just wanted to start with that as sort of a landing exercise. And then Charlotte had mentioned that there's some folks who are going to read. And so I thought what we would do is have just some exercises within readings that folks were going to share, and that we can do in real time. Just as examples of, you know, how you can play with reading and how you can play with voice and different voices to find how emphasis can be determined and exaggerated or determined in some cases, to give things a little bit more drama or theatrics or feeling. Has somebody got a paragraph or a poem, or what have we got today?
Okay, so how long of a piece are you looking for, Robin?
It can be just short, you know, even a few lines.
Yeah, well, I've got, it's actually a 1,000-word piece, but I could just read a paragraph from it.
Yeah, that would be great, Leslie.
Yeah, okay. So this is about a public viewing of a soccer game, actually, in Japan. And we're sitting there, it's like 5 minutes before the end of the game, and the home team scores a goal. Okay. The tension in the crowd did increase, however. The game progressed without Japan scoring any goals. 10 minutes before the end of the match, the score was a disappointing 1-0 for Iran. Then Japan scored just before the final whistle. The game ended in a 1-1 tie, guaranteeing a rematch. The crowd erupted into a giant roar. All discipline and polite self-control disappeared. A tide of pent-up energy was released. The entire crowd threw their hands in the air, and I heard them all burst into English as they chanted the team slogan, "We are Reds, we are Reds." As the cheering continued, fans threw their cups into the air. Stoic salarymen tried to avoid showers of beer as they pushed their way home through the solid wall of bodies. Remarkably, among all these hundreds of people jostled together, I did not see one miserable or angry drunk. Everyone was friendly and polite.
Cool. Because I'm going to give you two activities to sort of tackle that text with. Maybe you want to just read half, just as an example. So the first time I want you to read it again, I want you to read it as absolutely slow.